96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Hallelujah, it's Friday, right? Like, we finally made it. I'm so happy to be here. It's Friday. The people tired of working. Ba-dum-ba-dum. All right? And so I'm going to talk about a couple of things this morning. Of course, I'm going back to talking about the Supreme Court ruling. Actually, now at this point, the Court of Appeal ruling. And I see Wayne Monroe is saying something in the news this morning that I thoroughly agree with, right? Like, what? Stay. Like, and you know, I heard Juan McCartney talk about them having to appeal for a stay of the Supreme Court and then going to make their application for before the Privy Council. And I don't know if that will buffer it for them. I continue to listen to the Attorney General. I continue to listen to the government's argument on children born to Bahamian fathers and why they cannot automatically have citizenship. And I would say that it sounds more and more perverse every time I listen to it. But before I get to that, let me get this out of the way. Property Masters Bahamas, they have licensed contractors, responsible and independent contractors. Their services include complete residential, commercial projects, renovation and repairs, rough and finished carpentry, roof and construction, etc. Walls and driveways. You can give them a call at 422-6582 or at 425-5628. Again, if you're looking to build that dream home, Property Masters Bahamas has got you covered. Your dream home or business are in good hands with their responsible contractors. They provide residential, commercial projects, renovations, repairs, rough and finished carpentry, walls and driveways, roof construction, and so much more. Also, don't miss their summer special. With every new construction, they will be including a free fridge, stove, and microwave. You know already, I've called it the McCobie Recovery Package. And I've taken the position that if the woman leave you, or if the woman carry your house, and you have to build a new one, right? At least you're going to need a fridge and a microwave. All man could survive off of a fridge and a microwave. And so you may want to give Property Masters a call and kind of get the two-for-one special, right? Okay, so you can join me in this conversation this morning, 325-4259. That's what you can do if you want to be a part of the conversation. Or you can listen to me talk. My text line is 422-4796. Now, I think the Attorney General is perverting the argument with regards to why or how paternity is going to be identified in the Bahamas. And I'm curious, right? I'm curious to wonder whether or not the male counterpart of the single man, which is the married man, whether or not we are going to require in law that for every child born in the Bahamas, whether in wedlock or not, we want to do paternity tests. You see, because I don't like living in a duplicitous society. What do I mean? Y'all people who grew up in the 60s and the 70s, right? Let's don't play crazy. Y'all know that Miss Nan up the road got 12 children. Y'all know that Mr. Nan been under contract for at least 10 years. Y'all know that Mr. Nan 10 children, 9 of them look very much alike. And y'all also know that little Nanny don't look nothing like her other 9 siblings. Her skin lighter, her hair softer, and her eyes blue. But you know what you all say? Her mommy, great-granddaddy, was a Britishman or an Englishman. And you know that it's a lie. The world knows that it's a lie, right? So I don't understand what superpower the Attorney General imagines a wedding ban will give a man in the determination of his paternity. It just doesn't make sense to me. Having a wedding ban doesn't make me any more or less confident that the child that is going to pop out of this woman's uterus is, in fact, mine. And unless it is some divine premonition of some sort, or unless like God did for Moses in the burning bush, a burning bush reveals it to me, the only way for me to do it is for me to do it through a paternity test. And if you're going to make that a requirement for the single man, then I say, let's have at it. Let us have at it. Make every single man do it. But on the condition, wholly and solely, that you are equally as prepared to make every married man do it, because I want to make sure that the married man child is his child too. And if that is the basis upon which nationality is going to be determined, I don't even understand how you make a biological test something that I attach my ability to transfer my nationality. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I don't understand how you somehow surmise that a state function, a marriage certificate, somehow super qualifies me to paternity. I don't, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And so I don't really know where the Attorney General is going with this, right? And quite honestly, if you're asking my opinion, for those of you that know me, you know that I have great reverence and great allegiance to the crown, right? Rule Britannia. You know that about me, right? I don't know, though, if I want the Privy Council, a room full of white Englishmen, ruling on the absolute certainty or finality of Bahamian citizenship. It's just not what I want. I believe that this is a matter that ought not go outside of the appellate court of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I believe that this is one of those times, you see, because, and again, let's not teether with these things, right? I get it. It's a matter of constitutional reform. I get it. You don't want to just, slightly tamper with it. I get it. The Attorney General has argued that had the persons involved lost, they would have appealed. And in that instance, I would support it. But the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas represents the Crown of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, or represents the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, rather. And as such, I don't understand why would he want to bring in this, although highest court in our land, foreign body to make such a personal decision for a group of people. Why not leave that with us? Why are we not permitting Bahamian judges to decide the basis upon which Bahamian nationality will be determined? It just seems like the organic thing to do. And it's not like we've had one judge look at this. So far, this thing has gone through the eyes of 6 learned Supreme Court judges. 1 at the Supreme Court level and 5 at the Court of Appeal level. These people together collectively have about 300 years of legal experience. What more are we, what exactly are we reaching in this bag for? And why can't we just simply determine that Bahamian men have the ability in the Bahamas, and I'm not opening the gate for you Bahamian women living abroad and feel how you want about me, misogynistic my foot. I do not support the concept that you could have children for a foreign man in that foreign country, but those children can be Bahamian, except you have malicious intent. That is a Levin Miller position. But if you're asking me about a Bahamian man handing on his citizenship to the children that come from his loins, then I don't understand what is the difficulty, and I also don't understand what in God's name is the purpose of putting the hurdle of a paternity test in there for. Are you trying to tell me that I, Levin Miller, I'm going to get up and bathe, get in my car, I'm going to get dressed first, right? Because, you know, I don't want to be charged with public indecency, and that might be very indecent if I came outside without putting on the clothes. Notwithstanding that, I get into my car. I drive to a lawyer's office with the baby. And I stand before that lawyer. And I, in an affidavit, swear that I am the paternal parent of this child. How do you mean that is not sufficient to hold up? How do the proceedings of the court go? I mean, aren't courts and their entire proceedings structured on the swearing of affidavits? Isn't that literally how the judiciary runs? Isn't that how almost every single motion in the judicial system begins and ends with an affidavit of some sort? And if affidavits no longer hold weight, then by all means, we might as well strike them all away. Because if you're telling me that I cannot, as a man in my right mind, swear that I fathered this child, this ain't auntie swearing it for me, cousin ain't coming to swear it for me, I getting up off my own laurels, and I walking down to the lawyer office, what would make me go and do that for Miss Jessie Child if I know I don't even know what color toenail polish Miss Jessie does wear? So I couldn't know anything else about her or this child. What would make me do that? And just how we have to rely on the decency of Bahamian citizenship to believe that Bahamians will not simply for convenience sell their birthright to those wanting marriage as an access way to citizenship, then we have to assume that Bahamian men have the wherewithal to be able to ward off the desire to make fast money off of claiming children that ultimately won't be theirs and that will ultimately affect them when they die. Because if you know you swear for a child and it's not yours, when you die, this child has to be calculated in your estate. Why would I do that? That's silly. So I don't know. And I don't want to beat the Attorney General over his head all the time, but the man never says anything legally that makes sense when my very sense-understanding brain hears it. Now, I, like Fred Smith, believe that citizenship just ought to be a matter of birth. I think men play in the capacity of demigods, right? When we allow them to attach citizenship to all this bunch of nonsense. Listen, if you're born on the rock, that's your rock. And that is how I feel about citizenship, right? Although that's not the case in the Bahamas. But this whole, the daddy gotta go, he gotta pee in a cup, the cup gotta come back, then he still gotta go and swear an affidavit. What? Y'all, you men are unchristian. You can't see the sea. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of standing in the way of paternity in this fashion? I don't get it. But maybe you do. Right? And so, Wayne Monroe saying this morning, it says here in the Nassau Guardian, written by Travis Cartwright Carroll, that Attorney Wayne Monroe said yesterday that he is unsure why the government is seeking to stay the Court of Appeals' recent ruling on citizenship, arguing that the court issued no order. I really don't know what they would be seeking a stay of, he said. You seek a stay of an order of the court, and the court made no order. The court simply declared what the law is. It didn't order the government to do anything, and it could stay at this point. So I don't understand what the application for a stay would be addressing. They haven't been directed to give anyone a passport. They haven't been directed to give anyone anything. They have just set a declaration as to what the true meaning of Article 6 is, he added. I would really like to see the application for a stay to see exactly what the order of the court, what is the order of the court that they are seeking to stay. And I agree with me and with Wayne Monroe. I think you all ought to inundate them, full the Parliamentary Registration Office, make them act, full the passport office. And this ain't me being insiders. I telling you what I would have done. You know, as God would have it, both my ma and my pa happened to be Bahamian, contrary to the belief of those people that believe that I'm of Haitian descent, right? So I say, let's not pussyfoot around with it. The court has made a decision. I don't see what is the purpose for going to the appellate court. Justice Winder's ruling considered, the Privy Council, sorry. Justice Winder's ruling considered the Privy Council's ruling on another matter. And at this point, I say we need citizens anyhow. Man, let the people be citizens. Anyway, 325-4259, that's my number. You can text me, 4224796. I'm in studio, it's Levin Miller. Let's take the call. Good morning, call, you're on.
Mr. Miller, how you doing?
Hey, Sparky.
Sparky, just trying to call you early before the rest of the bucket mode start flying on. But somebody was calling me yesterday and was asking me a question about the Constitution, and I didn't get to read it properly. But an individual who's been a long outstanding member of the PLP party told me that back then when they did or framed the Constitution, there was something in regards to us being a colony first, then becoming independent. And after July 9th, 1973, those born in the Bahamas, if they were of Bahamian male or female parents, or British male or female parents, whatever it is, but not foreign, as in French or Spanish or German or something like that. This only regards to Bahamians. You understand what I'm saying? Born on the soil. So if mommy and daddy come on a rickety boat from Haiti or Jamaica or whatever it is, and land on South Beach, and then mommy 9 months later have a baby in Nassau, mommy and daddy came here illegally, whether that baby born here or not, that baby belonged to mommy and daddy from French Haiti.
And the Constitution gives you every right to do that. What the Constitution continues on to say is if by chance, though, little Madoni Jane Child wasn't captured, right? No time before his 18th birthday, you didn't deport his mommy, you didn't deport his daddy, and as a consequence, he was not deported. Mm-hmm. Article 7 of the Constitution say now that because that child was born here and the system didn't capture him, and now he's been raised in our society, he, she, they have an entitlement to be registered as Bahamians.
Right. So let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
If he grew up to be 18 in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. going to the schools, R.M. Bailey and this and that and that,
mm-hmm.
he reached the age of 18, where was mommy and daddy here all that time? Were they here for 18 years illegally?
But the Constitution doesn't address the illegality of the mommy and the daddy.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution simply says that once the child reaches 18, if neither of his parents are Bahamian, it doesn't say whether they are illegal immigrants or not, right?
But do they also say he has the right to apply?
No, it says that he has the right to be registered.
Oh, the right. I thought they said he had the right to apply.
No.
But it's determined by the government whether he is granted citizenship or not.
No, Article 7 says that they have the right to be registered as a Bahamian citizen.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Sparky. 325-4259. You can give me a call. Let me read some of these text messages. I see people cussing me. What are they saying? Something wrong? Listen to me. I hear the whole, we have to make sure, safeguard the process. You shouldn't be calling 4224796. I can't answer you. Right? But do we safeguard anything else that way? When you swear an affidavit, right? How do we safeguard that? We take it to be so that your sworn affidavit that will appear before the face of a court at some point is true and correct. As a matter of fact, you swear that it is true and correct. And you sign it. And I imagine that if a court finds out that you have sworn an affidavit and it is not true and correct, you will be decided as a liar before the face of the court and you will suffer whatever the punishment for that is. So I don't understand if we run our judiciary on that standard, then why can I not simply sign an affidavit stating that I, Levan Miller, fathered the child from True the Grove? Well, why can't I do that? I have not fathered any children in the Grove. Let me say that. Let me put that out there and make that publicly clear. 325-4259. You could the only thing I do in the Grove is rescue kittens. Nothing else. This here says, Levan, every person should know what their blood type is once born. Most times you don't even need a paternity test. A blood type can tell you if a blood type can tell you your child can't be AB, I guess, and you are something else, is what they wanted to say. The point is, females lie, and we all know that there are unscrupulous females out there that will use this as a means to procure documents for kids that they have no right holding, especially those ones from down south. And I am telling you, my friend, zero in here, titter them, plenty of titter them, got children for Unc Buller them, that ain't Unc Buller children. And they ain't from down south. All they was married. Look through your own family. You see that light skin auntie you got there? You don't notice she look a little different from everybody? Why her eye green? You got 98 people in your family. She makes the number 99. And only her one eye green. You never asked or thought about that? It's because she was not Uncle Bala on. But Uncle Bala was on the contract. He's picking plenty orange. He's making plenty money. And Titter decide, like the cat, she could drink this milk out the bowl and wipe her mouth clean. And by the time as the baby get 14, Uncle Bala ain't gonna go tell nobody to see he baby. He didn't take care of it forever. My son's 6. If somebody comes right now and tell me they are the father of that boy, well, guess what? They gonna adopt me too. Because I'm not giving him up. So let's not pretend like marriage safeguards paternity. What are we talking about? Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Levan Miller.
Hey.
Now, this I'm tongue in cheek. So they say you have a high cheekbone. You may be Levan Joseph.
Maybe. Or Pierre Baptiste. I may be Levan Pierre Baptiste.
Hey, listen now. Listen. Constitution has to be amended. We did a referendum and we want it as it is. Remember, we have a referendum in 2016, right?
Mm-hmm.
We tell the courts and everybody we wanted to stay. Let's say, in 1776, we were scattered when the Americans did the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1865, 100 years later,
mm-hmm.
they made Black Americans half human
mm-hmm.
in the 13th Amendment. The Constitution has to be amended. Not go to court and change.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't think that there was any amendment made to the Constitution.
We have to amend it.
And this is what Wayne Monroe is saying. The Constitution didn't change, Robert. All the court told you was that you've been reading the language wrong, and here is how the language ought to be interpreted.
But the man who wrote it was there. Walking at the table right now.
Yes. Robert, I don't remember what I do 40 days ago.
No. He's a trained lawyer. He's a London trained lawyer.
What does
that
mean?
Walker know what he wrote when he wrote it down. So they say use him in the court as a witness. But he helped wrote our Constitution.
Adriana was also there. His Excellency Adriana was also there. We have to put all of them in the room, Robert. He gone? All right. Give me a call back. 325-4259. You can give me a call. This one here says, Mr. Miller, you could imagine if every married male in the Bahamas had to submit themselves to a paternity test. I'll tell you one thing. Some of y'all decent Grammy wouldn't be decent no more. Some of y'all big brim church wearing hat Grammy that y'all love so much, who could sing hymns so good, you will look at her with different eyes. If every married person in the Bahamas, don't mind they talking that nonsense. Oh, I've been married. I've been right here holding on to God's unchanging hand for these 74 years, married to my one husband. Look at that child. You can't look at this boy and see he don't look like nobody else. But we decided that he was the married man's child. How? And if my married counterparts are not subjected to a paternity test, then I don't see what is the, and you know something, we cannot allow our own xenophobic fears to create demagoguery, or the government to use it to create demagoguery. We cannot continue to run from the immigration boogerman. Will there be some people who, you know, through means convince? But if that is the case, then why can't, if the Haitian woman obey that good, then why she just can't sprinkle a little extra obey on him and get the chap to marry her? The baby would be Bahamian automatically. No? Well, as a matter of fact, she could get a 2-for-1 deal. She becomes a Bahamian and the baby becomes a Bahamian. If her obey that good. 3254259. Let's talk about it. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Morning, Miller. How are you?
I feel great.
Great. And Bahamas are very happy now, sir. Just wanted to chime in on your conversation that you're having.
Sure.
And I grew up understanding that the Constitution is the supreme law.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that everything that comes as a result of that has to be on a legal basis.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so when we say that everybody born in the Bahamas is Bahamian, that's my understanding of the intent of the Constitution, but it also means that those who are born legally. Now, that's what I was taught. That don't mean that's what it is, because the courts have to determine what it is.
Okay.
But when we talk about the persons now, I think the court's ruling in this instance is correct, because I've been saying this for a little while now, a couple of multiple years, that we are reading these things wrong, and we need to get to the point where we're going to be mature and analyze these things correctly and with sober minds and not with some bias in order to do what is right. Now, when we talk about Bahamians born in the Bahamas, as far as I'm concerned, the Constitution is saying that they are Bahamian. Now, there's exceptions for those who are born, like they mentioned, with the two foreign parents. Now, those two foreign, the child for that foreign parent, if the parents were here with legal right at the time, my view is that that child is a Bahamian with the choice given to them to defer until they're 18, when they can then apply to be registered, not to become a Bahamian, but to be registered, and to choose between their parents, nationalities, and the one of the Bahamas. That's my understanding. Do you have that same understanding?
I think our understanding is a bit different. I don't think it is a choice. I think it is automatic. I think if you reach the age of 18, if I read the Constitution, and I'm a layman, so maybe the legal minds think something differently. But according to what I've read in Article 7, once you reach the age of 18, as the child born to parents that are not Bahamian, and it doesn't specify illegal or legal, right? That you are entitled to be registered. That's what it says.
100%.
But it's not a you can opt, or I mean, well, you can opt, because you could opt not to go and have yourself registered. But
that's
once you
point.
Show up with your documents, the Constitution doesn't give, as far as I am aware, any other caveat other than that you shall be registered.
Yes. And so you are saying exactly what I'm saying, with the one difference, right? In that what I'm saying is, I was also taught that when we talk about this, that the status
mm-hmm.
has to be of legal bearing, whereas if it's not legal, then it doesn't apply. That's just another caveat to what I was taught. Now, whether that is right or wrong,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I have some serious people tell me this, and some serious positions of legal mind.
Okay.
Right? I also had Loftus Roker on my show,
mm-hmm.
and earlier in the, not my show, in the Blueprint for Change,
mm-hmm.
and that show, we spoke a lot about what's in the Constitution. If people want to go back on Facebook or YouTube and watch it, on Facebook and watch that, that could give a good number of context to the whole picture also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you continue to do well with the show, but we need to have these conversations, because we're not moving and advancing our country with these historic attitudes that we have towards these things. And we need to look at it with merit and ability, and its righteous, authentic righteousness of what is written. And one last thing, the mm-hmm. actual preamble, which we seem to like to dismiss when it's convenient,
mm-hmm.
speak specifically, as I understood it from many framers and other persons in legal justices, the intent of the Constitution. But mm-hmm. we tend to like, when it doesn't suit our need, to want to talk about intent of what the law or the Constitution's intent was,
mm-hmm.
but we make no reference to the preamble, which is in a clear outline that the Bahamas enjoys in terms of the framers outlining its intent, whereas a lot of these other countries that have the same framework did not outline it in a preamble. And that's something that we need to think about, right, in the way we move forward. How are we addressing these issues? Are we doing it in isolation? Are we doing it arbitrarily? Or are we using concerted intentional thought? Thank you.
Appreciate you very much, caller. Well, that's something that we have to consider. I always tell people the preamble of the Constitution speaks to the way the law ought to be interpreted. It speaks to the spirit of the law and how we ought to, whenever you read this document, read it based on how this thing here say it should have been constructed. Anyway, you hear my music. Don't go anywhere. I'm leaving Miller. I'm Unleashed on your radio. That means it's 11 o'clock or somewhere in the area. I'll be back right after the break. Looking to build your dream home? Property Masters Bahamas got you covered. Your dream home or business are in good hands with our licensed and responsible contractors. We provide residential, commercial projects, renovations, repairs, rough and finished carpentry, walls, driveway, roof construction, and more. Don't miss our summer special. With every new construction or house, we will include a free fridge, stove, and microwave. So call Property Masters Bahamas today at 422-6582 or 425-5628. Call now.
Crystal Cruises is setting sail for the Bahamas once again. Crystal will follow the strictest safety protocols as guests travel to Exuma, San Salvador, Long Island, and more. With a commitment to keep communities and guests safe and protect the environment, Crystal's decision to home port in the Bahamas will boost tourism and support the local economy. Learn more at crystalcruises.com.
Join the Alpha Phi Alpha Phi Mu chapter for our penny drive as we promote and celebrate the fundamentals of reading. Join us June 26th and 27th at Super Value Winton and Super Value Cable Beach as we collect pennies to purchase reading materials and expand the reading programs at both private and public primary schools. Join the Alphas at Guardian Media this Saturday and Sunday. All donations are accepted. The final day for penny redemption is June 30th. Every penny counts.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for staying with me. It's Levin Miller. I'm on your radio, and I'm Unleashed. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You can join me in the conversation. I'm talking about the Attorney General this morning. I don't really know what I would title this show this morning if I had to title it, except for I would probably say these men are unchristian men. I believe that they are men intent on committing skullduggery. That is how I feel about them. I think they are skullduggerous men. I don't know why men who wrote a document would make it so easy for absenteeism and fatherhood. And you do it when you create these unholy hurdles, right? I feel the same about this as I do about the amendment to the Bail Act done by Mr. Hubert Alexander Ingram. I don't know what you was going for, but whatever it was, I think we missed the boat on it. And again, I will gladly subject myself to a paternity test, right? If you all promise me, y'all gonna make every married man in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas take one as well. Because his wedding band don't give him no special superpower. I could assure you of that. All right? Let me finish reading some more of this article by Wayne Monroe. It says, Bahamian men and foreign women in the Bahamas are entitled to citizenship from birth. Monroe, this is the continuation on page 810. Monroe QC represents the applicants in the matter. On Tuesday, he advised individuals to apply for their passports now. Following the ruling, Attorney General Carl Bettle said people impacted by the ruling started turning up at the Parliamentary Registration Department demanding to be registered to vote. He said the law has not changed. No one said it did, Carl, because the government is planning to appeal to the Privy Council. He also indicated that the government is seeking a stay of the ruling. One of the things that is required is, of course, that we go to the Privy Council for the matter to be settled. But pending that, there is no change in Bahamian law, Bethel said. I asked to respond to Bethel. Monroe said yesterday, he's absolutely correct. The Court of Appeal has said that this has been the law since 1973, that the illegitimate children of men born in the Bahamas are born Bahamians from 1973. So he is absolutely correct. Nothing has changed. What is the case is, if people were wrongfully denied their entitlement, and when they present themselves, his office ought to formulate for the Registrar General's Department, the Passport Office, a formal position. It could be that we simply are not going to issue you a voter's card, a passport, because we do not accept the ruling of the Court of Appeal. And then the person would have to start an action in the Supreme Court and take it from there. I wouldn't expect that people are expected to wait while the matter continues through litigation. The Court of Appeal, in a 3-2 decision, affirmed the landmark 2020 ruling by Supreme Court Justice Ian Winder that every person born in the Bahamas shall become a citizen of the Bahamas at the date of their birth if either parent, irrespective of their marital status, is a citizen of the Bahamas. The five respondents in the appeal, who are all children of unmarried Bahamian fathers, each claim their right to Bahamian citizenship under Article 6 on the basis of their having been born in the Bahamas after the 9th of July, 1973, to a father who was a citizen of the Bahamas at the date of their birth. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Antoine.
Hey, Antoine.
How's everything?
Most things are well.
Okay. Great conversation, by the way. Good morning to the nation. To add to what you were expressing, by the way, I agree with what was expressed by the QC, William Monroe, entirely, because the ruling from Justice Winder was simply instructive on the correct interpretation of the law.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't require them to make any adjustments, and though our constitution requires amending, like the United States Constitution, which has been amended about 27 times since it was established, we have a lot of work to do. But as it relates to your point on paternity tests for single men versus married men, I completely agree with you, as a matter of fact. And that's on the flip side of the consideration that no one was talking about, because that actually leads to discrimination, as a matter of fact. And to add to what you expressed, from the paternity test perspective for single men versus married men. So is the reference to, can you hear me?
I am here.
So is the reference to child or children by the court as illegitimate. That's also very, very much discriminating, because it suggested that only married people under the law can have intercourse and or procreate, which is absolute nonsense. And so that's something that needs to be addressed.
If that's the case, I guess everybody else who's doing it only practicing.
it's absolute nonsense, and it should not happen in a civilized society. Also, when you look at there's another factor that's not being discussed,
mm-hmm.
which is the government, unfortunately, is also telling Bahamian single men that although an opening has availed itself to cure a discrimination and a disenfranchisement of single men passing on their citizenship to their children.
But your government wants to continue discriminating against you. Antoine, I think that is probably the one thing that you and I have agreed on most ever since you've been calling talk shows. That is actually something I hadn't considered. This is now the Bahamas government saying to Bahamian men, the Supreme Court, the appellate court of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, has now given you all, not changed the law, simply spoken to the law and said the intent under which or by which the law ought to be understood. We're talking about 6 learned Supreme Court judges, right? Among them, Sir Michael Barnett. Of course, he was one of the ones that didn't agree with Ian Winder's ruling, but, you know, he has had his consideration voiced, right? And in an instance where the Bahamas government, after 50 years, there's about, has an opportunity to right the wrong against predominantly black Bahamian men and the white ones as well, the government of Bahamas says, no. I want to continue to blame you all for our murder statistics by saying silly things like the people murdering because their daddy wasn't home. I want to continue using you all as my statistics to say silly things like the reason why there is the kind of mental trauma today is because the daddy wasn't home. And I'm not saying that those things don't have their place. I'm saying that the government now has a tool to add to its arsenal, to help Bahamian men rid themselves of the palate for absenteeism. And the government insists, Carl Bettle and the Attorney General, the whole Attorney General office decide that we now must let some Englishmen tell us how people should become citizens of the Bahamas. I don't get it. I don't even get the purpose. Let me read a couple of these text messages. You can call me 325-4259. It says, so what's the problem, Levin? If you're born there, you have that right. If the USA can't adopt that, what's the problem with this, I don't know, spec on Earth? I don't know. This here says, a lot of these labs are going to make a ton of money if every unwed man has to do a paternity test. I don't have a problem with the labs making money. I just want to make sure I hold in hands with my married friends. That's all I'm saying. To answer your question as to why we as a nation are still living in mental slavery, we need to grow up. Anything that requires taking responsibility and being competent seems to trigger an automatic response that we aren't capable enough to make these decisions for ourselves. Managing the hotel industry, operating our own airspace, and utilizing our natural resources are all examples of how we act like children who are incapable of running our own affairs. I think I'm quite capable of running my own affairs. And if Antoine's position is right and the law sees unwed people as illegitimately making children, that would then mean that all of my actions or all of the actions of the people that listen to this show have been practiced. But I want to say that if I wasn't as safe as I was, I would be very good at practicing. But thanks be to God, I'm such a safe boy. We aren't Canada. We are a dot on the map. So you, for foreigners taking over, at what point did you hear that? There's a foreign woman of Haitian descent right now fighting my mother for her property because the married Bahamian woman had an affair with my uncle and a Haitian, and is claiming that my Bahamian uncle was the father. Do you really think that it's a good idea? Absolutely, I think so. Why? Because I think no matter what is the goings-on of your family's scenario, I think that if my daddy left me something, I want what my daddy left. Good day, Mr. Miller. A lot of people will be exposed. You're going to see who's been sleeping with who soon. Church people will be exposed for sticking their godly hint-hint business in ungodly hint-hint businesses. Oh, hallelujah. Miller, our constitution is a carbon copy of the British colonies. I don't believe Adi Hanna, those, actually wrote that document. Why would they leave their Privy Council head as the head court and the Queen as the head of a state? I feel they are falsely called the Founding Fathers. They only became managers for England. I don't know if I want to water down their contributions that way. So, Levin, let's say both parents enter illegally and their child at 18 becomes a Bahamian citizen. With the large influx of illegal immigrants, who is to say that that young man who became a citizen at 18 don't start claiming children who are not his own? Why would a man do that? Why would any man do that? Forget a Haitian man. Why would any man bid, put on clothes, and jump in his car to drive to a lawyer office to swear on a Bible that a child that ain't his is his? Why would any man do that? I don't know if you know this or if you've been living in the same planet I've been living on, but the Negro males ain't towing no line to have no children. I just putting that out there. As a matter of fact, it's woman over 30 that has started honing for children, and then consequently, these fellas start becoming daddies after that. But if you're asking them, most of them, they comfortable with being people in the grits. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. And you?
I feel well.
Good. Just a few things I'd like to say, and it's rather broad. But first of all, it seems like these days you have to throw logic, sense, and reason out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as to Bahamian citizenship, I think basically any child born or the law, I think, says any child born to a married couple, the husband is legally the father. Whether he is or is not doesn't come into question. According to the law,
mm-hmm.
he's considered to be the father.
Mm-hmm.
The second point I'd like to make is I think anyone born here must have the right to be a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they take it up or not may be up to them, but some of the people that are born in, like you said, lived here all their life, they don't know anymore whether it's about Canada, Jamaica, Haiti, Barbados. They know nothing about those countries.
Mm-hmm.
The only country they know is the Bahamas.
Yep.
And lastly, just as a, I guess you'll get some argument about this, but basically everyone in the Bahamas today are foreigners.
Mm.
Most of us came from somewhere else.
Well,
there's very few, if any, Lucayans.
Well, the speaker says he has an indigenous Bahamian woman, the Speaker of the House of Assembly. So maybe she descended from the Arawaks. I don't know.
Well,
but outside
there may be one or two around.
Yeah, outside of her, I don't know anybody else.
Basically, we're all from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I
agree with you.
I just want to add that, and I thank you for your time. And I took so long to call because I'm slow in getting the number. And sometimes when you say it, I have to listen three times to get it.
No problem. I appreciate you. I'm going to try to slow that down for you. If you get an opportunity, you may want to read an English piece that I learned while I was in college for all of one semester. It's called The Tides of Humanity. Check it out and see what it says. You'll realize that borders are all man-made, right? I'm going to a break. Don't move. When I get back, I've got more show on the next side of the break. Looking to build your dream home? Property Masters Bahamas got you covered. Your dream home or business are in good hands with our licensed and responsible contractors. We provide residential, commercial projects, renovations, repairs, rough and finished carpentry, walls, driveway, roof construction, and more. Don't miss our summer special. With every new construction or house, we will include a free fridge, stove, and microwave. So call Property Masters Bahamas today at 422-6582 or 425-5628. Call now.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Join the Alpha Phi Alpha Phi Mu chapter for our penny drive as we promote and celebrate the fundamentals of reading. Join us June 26th and 27th at Super Value Winton and Super Value Cable Beach as we collect pennies to purchase reading materials and expand the reading programs at both private and public primary schools. Join the Alphas at Guardian Media this Saturday and Sunday. All donations are accepted. The final day for penny redemption is June 30th. Every penny counts.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for staying with me. It's Levin Miller. I'm Unleashed. I'm on your radio. And listen, it's 11 o'clock. Just from today on, just make sure you just listen to Guardian at 11. Don't move the radio no more. You don't need to do it. Just take my word for it. I assure you, you couldn't be listening to anything better. Let me also say this, right? Let me make sure I get this daddy a good daddy award. I want to say to little Jahim, congratulations from your daddy, Joclano, on your graduation yesterday. I was supposed to do it yesterday. I getting kind of old. Y'all don't kill me. I just forget things. So, little Jahim, wherever you are today, just remember, you see how good Bahamian man is? Just remember that your daddy wants you to know that he's proud of you and he wishes you well in your next endeavor. And he says you've done so well in your last endeavor. Happy graduation, all right? And also, let me read this text. Levin, this came before Justice Sir Burton Hall a few years ago, and he agreed with the framers of the Constitution. Levin, could the framers, mostly London-trained lawyers and well-educated, get it so wrong? Mostly London-trained lawyers who are well-educated get it so wrong, then Lehman, do you think they was trying to protect the young man from being exploited? No, I think they were unholy. I think that they were unholy men that wanted to make sure that they could package up lesser women, and I say so respectfully, and kind of ship them away when they have their children of the night, right? That's kind of what I thought. I think they were going for. They was hoping that when they have the baby with the Jamaican sweetheart, they could just put her in a box and ship her back to Jamaica, and we don't have to worry about it because the mommy is Jamaican and the baby is Jamaican. I think that's going to be enough of my show for today, but I think Bahamian men have been contributing in a wonderful way for as long as I know. Today, I'm actually attending the funeral of a man. His name is Dane Wilson. He is the father of, I think, 9 children, all of whom he has claimed paternity for, all of whom are in the church as we speak at Christ Church Cathedral. I was down there earlier. Today is going to be his last day on the earth, right? He's going to have a good Christian committal and burial. And to my friend, my lifelong friend, childhood friend, D'Angelo Wilson, you know, I life without a daddy sucks. All right, that is the best piece of advice I could give you. But you must carry on. And so to the men, I saw a couple of my friends down there as well, Mr. Cash and Mr. Webb and the whole lot of them, Freddie Clark and the Gun. I don't know if he's still the Gun. He's getting kind of old now. I saw them all there. It's so good to see my battle buddies. But to retired Force Chief Petty Officer Dane Wilson, who has given this country a wonderful, wonderful time in service and has done everything that he could during his tenure to protect the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of the Bahamas. We say so long and farewell. And to the commander of the Defense Force, I saw him there as well. He, along with his command warrant, Mr. Raymond Storr, I saw him there as well. And I'm going to run along and get back over to the funeral because I left there to come here. And so I'm going to be scooting back over there. And so it's Friday, right? Y'all, let's hope Carl get this right? But if Carl doesn't get it right, you all do me a favor. I want to talk to you all again on Monday. So do everything this Friday to ensure that you don't kill anybody. More importantly, do even more in your power to ensure that nobody don't kill you. And if you do that correctly, I'll see you back here on Monday. I'm going to end the show now, but I'm going to give my good friend, D'Angelo Wilson's good, decent daddy. This is the second best daddy in the Bahamas, by the way. My daddy was the first. I'm going to give him a final farewell. This is my salute to Mr. Dane Wilson, Force Chief Petty Officer retired. Have a good day.
When the glory comes, it will be ours.